This is Sia Wangaza, WMXPLP, calling to order the Pacifica National Board's Affiliate Task Force for meeting for February 11th, 2010. It's now 8:17 by my clock. This is our regularly scheduled meeting. However, we only have parts of two stations present, and two stations entirely unrepresented, even by its board PMB reps. Boards being affected, LSBs being affected by the unprecedented and historic weather conditions. In fact, with people, Pacifica people, still being stuck in various places, including Washington, D.C., from the board meeting, you know, from the PMB meeting. So we're at a tremendous disadvantage in terms of the quality of representation in order to proceed with the meeting, although we, even in face of the fact that we are not, as I understand it, required to have a quorum. I would ask that we first begin with identifying who is on the call at this point. And although I've not received any official report from KPFT, we can begin with the people who are on the call from KPFT.
Teresa Allen. Don't
just
be shy, Jessica.
Yourself,
Richard,
we
Jessica.
We can't hear you, Jessica. If you're on mute, we can't hear you.
Pound, pound one. We can't hear anyone, so...
Okay. KPFK? Do we have anyone from KPFK? Do we have anyone from KPFA?
Chandra.
Do we have anyone from WBAI?
Dina.
And WPFW?
Alonzo.
Okay. And we have affiliates who have joined us, and if you all would identify yourselves.
John Murphy here from WHUS Radio in Connecticut.
Okay.
David Packman, WXOJ in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Jim Bennett, WMNF in Tampa, and also on the Pacifica National Board as an affiliates director.
Okay, and I am, of course, Ethia Wangaza from WMXP, and am the also an affiliates director, and served as chair for the task force for the past 24 months, I guess, at this point. So if we could figure out what we need to do.
Madam Chair, I'd also like to report that I'm here, Ursula Rudenberg, the affiliates coordinator.
Thank you.
Welcome.
If we could...
Madam Chair, who was the first affiliate to answer before David Packman?
John Murphy from WHUS.
Oh, hi, John.
Hi, thank you. Good to be here.
Okay. I'm somewhat amiss in light of the fact that I don't have, except for PMB reps, I don't have the official list from the various stations. So I'm trying to figure out what we can, in fact, do at this point. I would ask for proposals for agenda items, and perhaps we can begin to work from there.
Madam Chair, as I understand it, the agenda goes call to order, approval of agenda, approval of minutes, report from the chair, report from affiliate coordinator, new business, set next meeting, and adjourn. And so now we're talking about things that would be put on new business or wherever. Correct?
Well, I would suggest that we select a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem for this meeting, and postpone election of the officers until we have a full complement of affiliate task force members.
Can you repeat that motion one more time?
Yeah, I move that we select a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem for this meeting because we don't have a full complement of task force members who should have an opportunity to vote.
All right, so that's just the full motion is that we select a chair and secretary pro tem for this meeting. Was there any
yes.
more that you wanted to add to that?
No.
Okay.
Well, that we tabled the election of permanent officers for this year till the next meeting.
I second that.
As I understand correctly, Teresa Allen has been the secretary and is probably serving as the secretary pro tem right now.
I am taking minutes. I'll be happy to have someone.
Were you the secretary last year?
Yes, I was.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair? Madam Chair? Hello?
Teresa?
Shall we select a chair pro tem?
I don't hear the chair.
Ophia, are you there?
Hello?
Who just said hello?
It's me, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
I'm hearing a lot of clicking and I'm hearing a lot of beeping going on as well.
I don't think the chair's on the phone. I think we lost
yeah.
the chair. Do you want to just, okay, well, until she comes back on the phone, do we want to discuss this motion?
Why don't you go ahead, Lisa, and act as a chair until she comes back.
I'll be
yeah.
happy to do that. Any discussion of this motion that we... select chair pro tem and secretary pro tem for this meeting and table the election of... Is that Afia? Do we have any nomination of someone who would like to serve as chair for this meeting?
Well, let's see if we have any volunteers. And then we can see if we need to nominate anybody. Does anybody volunteer?
I'll be happy to chair if needed.
I would like to nominate Ursula.
Who nominated Ursula?
This is Jim Bennett, the other affiliates director from WMNF in Tampa.
All right.
I would be willing to second that if Ursula is willing to be the pro tem chair for tonight.
Yeah, that's fine.
Any other proposals or any other nominations or anyone who wants to offer their services as chair pro tem?
Teresa?
Yes.
Teresa.
If there's going to be an election or something like that right now, Afia is supposed to be the convener of this thing.
Yeah.
And she was the standing chair from last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think she certainly ought to be nominated to be the temporary chair this time. Apparently she's gotten knocked off the call some way.
Mm-hmm.
John, are you listening? John Almala? John, are you there?
Yes.
Do you have the, pardon the phrase, technology to call her and see if she's coming back or where she is?
Yes, I will give her a call.
Can the rest of us just wait until that's done? Or, you know, I know, talking 500-pound gorillas, there's been some animosity in this committee, supposedly, and I just hope that we start off without it, and I like for us not to go south on this.
Are you saying that you're? Well, I don't know what you're finding to be animosity.
I don't find any animosity, but I have heard that, and I just think that we ought to make every effort for it not to happen. And if Afia is on the call or can get back on the call, I think we ought to put her name in the hat for this temporary job too.
That's fine. Can I actually make a friendly amendment to your suggestion? Is that we wait for 5 minutes more to see if she can get back on the call, and then at that point make a determination about possible other nominations, but we wait for 5 more minutes to see if she can rejoin the call?
Who's that speaking?
That was Jim.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So should we go
get
move to secretary? Pro tem?
Sounds good.
Excuse me, I am back on the
welcome
on the call.
What we've got so far is Jim Bennett nominated Ursula Rudenberg, and we were discussing whether you wanted to put your name in the hat or be nominated as chair pro tem for this meeting.
This is Richard. If I'm still on, I'll nominate Afia to be the temporary chair.
And I'll accept and point out the fact that staff doesn't even have a vote, much less serve as hold an office on the task force.
I object.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any rules like that on the affiliates task force. In other words, let me just clarify. The task force is not run like a committee because we are a task force, so therefore we're not governed by Robert's rules. And in the past, we've always worked in the consensus model where everybody gets to participate and everybody gets to have a vote.
That's the way I understand it, too.
Over the past 24 months, even Ursula has acknowledged that she has not had a vote. So, and we have while we have not adhered strictly to Robert's rules, we do respect them and do not attempt to just totally disregard them in an effort to manipulate the outcome of affairs.
I don't think anybody's trying to manipulate the outcome. I think we're just suggesting how this committee that has been very congenial since it was first established has been run up until now.
In addition, I would say that the manner in which it's that it's been run up until now has not been as effective as it might be had it been more better structured and more disciplined.
The
rules more consistent with the rules of a committee and generally, and of Pacifica committees more specifically. But I apologize, but I
have to take exception to that, Afia, because you haven't been a member of the Affiliate Task Force up until the last 24 months, and we always had no problems. The meetings were very efficiently run. We conducted our business. We created our reports. We reported out to the PNB. We invited affiliates from other stations to participate. And we did not have any contentiousness, and we didn't have any problems. So having not been a member before the past 24 months, I don't think you can really comment on how the task force was conducted previously.
I think that we can look at the minutes and the quantum of and quality of productivity as an indication. We don't have to rely on your recollection nor mine.
Fia, this is Jim Bennett, and I have a motion that I would like to recommend.
Please.
And that is that we just continue for this meeting with the secretary and the chair as we have had most recently, and that you chair and that Teresa be the secretary for this meeting.
I second that.
I'm sorry. Jim Bennett, can you please repeat the motion?
Yes, I move that the current chair, the chair and the secretary that we have had in the most recent meetings of the task force have the same roles this evening, that they continue as secretary and chair for this meeting.
Richard, second.
Madam Chair,
I should just see if there's any objections.
If you don't mind, I will, at least until someone else is elected, chair this meeting. Is there an objection? Hearing none. In the manner as proposed, as moved, seconded, and passed without objection.
Madam Chair, I'd like to add an item for the agenda, and that is the report that you gave to the Pacifica National Board.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Was there anything else? And any other items that anyone wanted to add?
Afia, this is Jim. You in an earlier email to me, asked if I wanted to comment in this meeting about WMNF's use of the automation software on AudioPort. I actually did email you a report, and also to John. I don't know if we necessarily have to bring it up at the meeting here, but you are free to distribute that to the other members. And I just wanted to pass that on. That was going to be the main thing that I talked about tonight, but I would be glad to not talk about it if we have many other things to cover. So.
Oh, I think it would be most helpful. In fact, it's audio port is the primary point of attention at this point in time. It's the most long-standing agenda item and the longest-standing demand of affiliates. So it would be very helpful if you would be willing to do that.
I would be glad to, and I also mentioned that unfortunately I cannot stay for the whole meeting, so if wherever you choose to have me do that earlier on, it would be great. So thanks.
Okay. Ursula, are you prepared to make a report?
Yeah, I don't have much to report.
Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair, where are we putting this audio report? And I don't recognize the voice, so I don't know who made that.
Jim Bennett.
Jim Bennett is the my co-affiliate representative on the board.
Okay, so Jim Bennett was speaking. So where are you going to put that on the agenda, Madam Chair?
Well, I would propose that we go ahead and put him at the top of the agenda if we can, we can collect in the next 30 to 45 seconds any other items that folk might want to raise this evening.
All right, so Jim Bennett moved to add a discussion of audio port.
Jim Bennett is wanting to give you a brief report of our use of the new automation software that is being developed on audio port so that people can download radio programs and use software to put them up immediately.
Okay.
So if there's no objection, then, Jim, I would I'd suggest that you go ahead and be first, and then Ursula and I can follow you.
Okay, that sounds great.
Point of information, is Richard, the person from WBAI, name started with a D. Who was that?
Dina Colbert.
Thank you.
Hello. This is Joe. I've been on the phone. I've just been muted because I've been in transit.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Jim.
Yes, and what I'll say is that WMNF here in Tampa has started a third audio stream, if you will, our second digital channel, which is an all news and public affairs channel, and we are taking primarily programs that are available on audio port and also some other community stations and public stations, some of their programming. So we actually have been working with John Almela and others to try to get this happening so that instead of having to manually go to AudioPort and download each and every one, if we could develop the use of software so that the software basically grabs the programs, if you're carrying them on a regular basis, when they're available and puts them to where they need to go in order for them to be played back without a person having to download each and every program. We have been able to start doing that, but what I'll mention, although slightly technical, is basically what we would like to see to improve it from our standpoint of being able to have this run as smoothly as we would like it. And the first thing is that it would be great if all the programs on audio port could have a standardized RSS feed of their latest complete shows with a predictable URL and naming convention, something like what I'm about to say for a weekly Thursday show, show name 02112010.mp3, show name 02042010.mp3, etc., those kinds of things. And that way, an automation system could be set up to download and import and play back the file for this week's broadcast with minimal scripting, external software, human intervention. So I've sent that information to John as well. And then the second item, all shows should indicate when their files are typically ready for download, something like the latest program will be ready for download no later than 10 a.m. each Tuesday. That would be fantastic if we could have that. And then also clear the third item, and this is the last one, clear distinction between full shows and abbreviated segments would be helpful, perhaps even a separate column for each to avoid confusion. End of report.
Great. Anyone have any questions for Jim?
Jim?
Yes.
This is Teresa Allen. If you don't mind, if you could send me I can just go.
I can forward that to you. I don't know your email. I'm sorry. If you can give that to me really quickly, I'll send it to you right now.
I could give my email out over.
If you'll send it to me, Jim, then I can send it to her.
Yeah, I already sent it to you earlier, so both you and John have it. So
good.
If somebody will forward that on to Teresa, then she won't have to give me her email address.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
This is Chandra.
Uh-huh.
I have a question. I was
Please.
Wondering if there was any other station that tested the program, or was it just WMNF?
Oh, I think he's off. John, you could answer that. Or Ursula, you could answer that.
Hello?
There's John.
We have
about 8 people that are have volunteered to test, and we're in the process of setting a protocol for them to test. So as somebody has been working with John and Otis independently, I was not aware this was going on with Jim, and Jim, it would be helpful if you could send me the report as well.
I can do that.
It would be great if I knew other people who were testing, just to help make the process a little bit more clear. But we have
we actually did talk to both John and Otis, is how we asked to do this,
right,
because of our needs.
Right. So
could I suggest in the future that the affiliates coordinator be in on the loop of that kind of communication? So, you know, she's supposed to head the program, so she should know what's going on.
Well, frankly, I think it would be helpful if we had a procedure that was open and gave notice to all of the affiliates, so that it would not be a question of 100 affiliates having to manage the participation of 100 affiliates, and which brings me to the question that I have. Unless there's another question, I've tried to be last in the question that I have. Is there someone else who has a question for Jim? Then my question, Jim, is if there was a standardized URL or RSS, was that the equivalent of an industry standard and therefore makes the process fully accessible to any affiliate coming on, as opposed to requiring a customization of the connection to the service, or
it is a fairly common occurrence in some other systems where we can go and use automation software that we have developed. So it should be something that a lot of affiliates would benefit from. However, the need is greater if in fact someone is attempting to collect a lot of programs for an entire 24-hour-a-day schedule, which is what we're doing with our third stream, as opposed to what a lot of affiliates do, which is just to download a program here and there for their main channel. So in that sense, because we're doing a complete automated schedule of different programming from what we normally air on our FM signal, it's a big advantage to us to have the system in place. It may not be as necessary or as mandatory for stations that are only taking three or four programs a week, or you know, one or two programs a day.
Well, actually, what you're describing is precisely what I and other low-power FM stations require, especially where you have where there's an all-volunteer staff, as in the case of my station and many other stations.
Right.
So, what you are proposing, with the technical knowledge and language, is exactly what we're asking for, and for which there will be an increased need as more and more low-power FM stations come online. And my next...
I'd like to comment on this, Sophia, as technical director of Pacifica.
Fine. Let me... Do you need to do it now? Can I ask you a second question?
Well, I'd like to respond to some issues that may be... there may be some issues of putting everything on one page, all these different podcasts, because
mm-hmm.
AudioPort is a closed system. It's only accessible to the affiliates, to members. And if we put it all on one page, that might be a security risk that somebody can give that URL, and suddenly we have loads of people downloading all our programs, and our bandwidth will go away, and nobody will be able to download anything. So I think what we really need to do before we move forward with some of these things is talk to the programmer.
I agree with John, and it does need to be a secure system, whatever it is.
My second question goes to whether or not there has to be human intervention in order to... Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm sorry. My cell phone is a very... It has a short in it, so it has a tendency to screw up at times, or I screw up with the one touching it. My question is whether or not a human intervention is necessary. For instance, if in our program, our system is primarily automated, and that is that it runs automatically most of the time, but at various points, we interject other programming. For instance, we may download a program from one of the sister stations and put it in our playlist. My question is whether or not the software as it's currently designed will, you can set it for a certain time. Let's say there's a program that comes on at a given time and you want to run that program on an ongoing basis. Can the time frame be reserved for that program and the program, and my program goes to AudioPort to pick it up and bring it back in so that it's live as opposed to pre-recorded?
Is that question for me or is it for John? I think it'd be more appropriate for John to answer that question. I can tell you we want the same thing, and what we're talking about is minimal human intervention. We just want to, you know, spend as little time as possible if somebody having to go in and with a certain amount of labor be able to make sure things are still happening as they should. So.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Would you answer?
You were asking if you can automate the system so there's no that the system will do all the downloading and it drops directly into your playlist and can be played in the playlist. There are ways to achieve this, yes.
As it's presently configured, or is that the next step in the upgrading of AudioPort?
Well, there are different ways to do it because they're different systems. Some systems look in a folder and say, aha, their folder, their programs, and they have a date and time on them, and I'm going to play them in the order or in, you know, alphabetical order or something like that. There are systems like that. There are also systems that what you can do is set it up with a file that you already have. It's going to have a unique a file name that every time you play the show is going to be the same file name. And what you do is you use this system to replace that file on your hard drive as the files come down. Whenever they're uploaded, the system checks it. It comes down. It replaces the file, and it plays the new file. So there are a number of ways to achieve this.
Yeah, and it would definitely, once it's done, it would be a standard file name, and it would work beautifully on a lot of the systems that people have.
Right. There's also software such as Juice, which allow you to manipulate the file after you've downloaded it. You can basically you can run a script which will like take the file name. If it knows what file it's downloaded, it will take the file name and change it to whatever you need it to be. So, you know, and even put a date in it. So
does AudioPort have that capacity at this point, or is that the next plan stage, or is what I'm trying to understand?
It has those capabilities. There are learning curves on the client side, on the affiliate side, to mm-hmm. you know, and there may be some instances that we're going to have to make changes for. You know, it's going to be probably on a case-by-case basis. You know, there'll be some that'll be very easy that they're going to be able to figure out how to do it right away, and others that will probably need some support, and will have to look at their systems because different software.
Again, I wanted to say that the suggestions that we had were our viewpoint of things that would make it easier for automating playback, and that is to say that we are already automating playback successfully from AudioPort. It's just that this would make it easier for us if these things were done. But we are happy with what we've got. We just see some little improvements that would make our jobs a little easier.
Excuse me, this is Jessica from KPFT. I'm a programmer.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
From my point of view, for the things that I had already heard something to this effect, and knowing what we already have in place, I kind of saw this as an improvement. The security issue, I figured, would be covered by an opt-out. In other words, if my program doesn't want anything to do with being part of any day's broadcast, which I understood might be on a second or third HD channel anyway, it's something we might not even, the security issue might not be an issue if we as a group on our program decide we're not even going to download a playlist for that day because that person just decides we don't want any part of this. I understand that's an option. And I didn't know if someone was already using it. So from a programming point of view and having music on our side and just in security, if we had more information, and I think this is to cover for information, for those that can't catch this on a regular basis, they want it on a second or third channel. Isn't that what this is about?
Can I respond to this, Sophia?
Please.
The security problem is not with your local station. It's with the security for AudioPort against outside downloading of files.
Okay, I see.
Right.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? Okay. Then thank you very much, Jim and John.
Yeah, and again, I want to thank John and Otis and Ursula for doing what they've already done, and it really has helped us get this underground. We just started doing this for a full schedule a few weeks ago, and it is pretty much without glitches now. So.
Okay. I'm looking forward to our being able to do it as well. I've been an aggressive advocate for it, so I'm quite anxious to have my turn at it. Okay, so then at this point is the chair's report. Did all of you get a copy of the of my report to the board?
I got a copy, not directly from you, but from one of the Pacifica directors.
The report was distributed on all of the lists that we use for everything.
Madam Chair, actually, the next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from January 14th of 2010. Now, I sent them out immediately after the last meeting. Now, there are some people here who were not on the task force at the time. I sent them out again this afternoon. I don't know whether we want to move that we postpone it to the next meeting until more people have a chance to see them, or it was a fairly brief meeting and it's fairly simple. So
I will entertain a motion to continue that item to the next meeting. Although I'm not convinced that that's going to be that much more productive in light of the fact that most of the people will be new people who will not have attended that meeting anyway. So unless someone has a great compunction to continue them, to read them, and to be...
Well, I move that we approve them then, Madam Chair, if you don't have any objection. You should have been able to see them when I first sent them out. So would several people here, unless anyone has that was at that meeting and received them has objections as how they know the meeting went.
For the person who's walking or jiggling their phone for whatever reason, please mute their phone.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minutes of January 14th of 2010.
I'll second that.
Okay, I wanted to... is there any objection to approving the minutes of January 14th?
No objection.
Okay, if there's no objection, then the minutes are approved.
And Madam Chair, I will make arrangements to with Doug or with Ursula to get them on the website. Since you have them, if you want to send them out to all of the group now, then they would have them without having to look them up on the web.
Well, quite actually, someone. How have they got up there in the past?
Well, there was a time when we had a webmaster when I sent them to him and he put them on the web. Otis McClay has said that he would put them on. There was a time when Doug was employed where he said, well, you can give them to me and I will put them on.
Okay. Why
I don't quite know the status of Doug right now, so I will
assume responsibility for seeing that they're posted. Thank you. I believe that the next item is the chair's report.
Madam Chair, are you saying that you will assume... Okay, never mind.
Yes, that's precisely what I'm saying.
No, you didn't let me finish. Are you saying that you think that the chair should make sure that they get posted from now on or just this time?
This time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I can read my report if folk would like me to do that. It's really not that long. It's about a page. Is it the preference of the body that I read them? I guess for the people who are listening, it would be helpful, so I'll go ahead and do that. Pacifica National Board Affiliates Task Force report from Ifeah Wangaza, PNB Representative and National Task Force Chair, Washington, D.C., January 30, 2010. I, Ifeah Wangaza, WMXPLP, PMB Affiliate Representative and National Affiliate Task Force Chair, along with newly elected Jim Bennett of WMNF, represent Pacifica's more than 140 affiliates, generating over $200,000 per year. Over the past 24 months, Pacifica's affiliates have exhibited a continuing interest, enthusiasm, and desire to communicate on our own behalf directly with the PMB, bond and exchange with the Pacifica sister stations and one another, and hold membership on the affiliates task force. The task force is charged with representing the affiliates and being a bridge to Pacifica. We are pleased that the program is better understood by members of the PMB and has been better incorporated in the Pacifica structure and process. It now has a distinct program budget, which reflects a more clearly defined role in the foundation's financial structure, with special thanks to Grace Aaron, LaVarne Williams, and Jamie Ross for their assistance in advancing this longstanding goal. There are probably still questions about our share of some currently unscheduled costs that will also be resolved. The vision for the affiliates program when established as Pacifica and Affiliates Communications Exchange, or PACE, by the interim PNB in September 20th, 2003, was that the program would facilitate the development, production, broadcast, and distribution of meaningful and influential progressive content provided by both the sister and affiliate stations. Progressive programming for worldwide radio, internet, and other possible platforms. It is intended to be a mutually supportive resource, serving its members as a communications hub, a learning community dedicated to improving both content and delivery efficacy, with an ever-increasing number of progressive programs. That the programming will be responsive to foundation and affiliate listener needs and interests, and give access to otherwise unavailable news, art, and commentary. Along these lines, AudioPort is a fundamental component. It serves both the Pacifica stations and Pacifica affiliate partners. In response to queries, formal and informal surveys, AudioPort enhancement and upgrading has repeatedly appeared as the number one demand. Regarding current related services to affiliates, broad appreciation for technical support provided by the Pacifica technical staff, John Armella and Otis McClay, has been expressed. There is a special word of praise, appreciation, and need for Sean Ewald's continued work on upgrading AudioPort. Increased direct affiliate access to technicians has improved with the restoration of some staff hours. We urge full restoration of technical staff hours. Recent conference call consultation between the technical and affiliate program staff offered an opportunity for further input on enhancing and upgrading AudioPort and meeting FCC Sound Exchange copyright material use reporting requirements. To maximize fuller affiliate participation, a second call is to be scheduled at affiliate's convenience after polling. The tech staff is testing a still unlaunched automated version of AudioPort at WMNF, our new executive director's home station. Other stations are volunteering to participate also. Another affiliate demand being explored is a program which will generate automatic use reporting to be sent to affiliate program administration, producers, and users. It is our understanding that additional staff has been hired to... Could whoever make that noise, and I can't... whether it's sneezing or whatever, would you please mute your phone? It is our understanding that additional staff has been hired to update a previous affiliate survey in order to maximize technical staff's modification and enhancement of the AudioPort and general data collection for affiliate strategic planning. Unlike the first half of the year, the task force did not conduct the popular and well-attended affiliates town hall meeting by teleconference with the interim executive director, attend any national conferences to consult with its constituency affiliates, nor extend invitations to the regional in-person meetings. This was due in part to limited resources on one hand and objections from some task force members and the program coordinator on the other. The nature of the partnership between affiliates, PMB affiliate representatives and staff is evolving and resolving as the program matures and moves to its next level. We look forward to discussions with the foundation's executive director and affiliate program coordinator in these efforts. Notwithstanding, there has been increased program development and broader engagement, access, and solicitation for affiliate involvement. As a result, the affiliates program has gained greater visibility on the PMB and in the community broadcast diaspora. Efforts to open task force meetings and membership and facilitate greater participation of affiliates in the affiliates task force continue. Affiliate and Pacifica station interest continues in our pursuit of an Al Jazeera English agreement and possible satellite broadcasting. Since the members of the committee appointed by the PMB 2009 to pursue an AGE Al Jazeera English relationship remains intact with continued interest and commitment, we ask that this PMB, meaning the 2010 PMB, reaffirm this assignment. We express our deepest appreciation to our past PMB affiliate representative, David Beaton. David is a thoughtful, dedicated, and committed representative and community broadcaster who brought great sensitivity to the ongoing effort to balance the sometimes competing interests of the foundation and its affiliate partners. His sound, even-handed judgment will be missed. We are sincerely grateful to Grace Aaron and LaVarne Williams for their support and assistance in the growth and health of the affiliates program and look forward to its continued maturation under the leadership of Arlene Engelhardt. Forward ever, backwards never. Isia Wangaza, PMB representative and National Task Force Chair.
Well, are there questions?
Go ahead.
Who is the we? When you reference we this and we that, who is the we that you're talking about?
Actually, I was thinking of David and myself, since it's a report, our report to the PMB.
So your report to the PNB has nothing to do with the affiliate task force?
It fully describes the, obviously it describes what has transpired between board meetings. If you have a point to make, I'm not sure whether this is Chandra, Dina, I would appreciate your making it.
Okay, my point is that never before has a report been issued to the PNB by the chair of the Affiliates Task Force without consultation and sign-off and input from the task force. So when you talk about the we, I mean, I don't hear the coordinator involved in this, and I don't hear the task force members, and I don't hear any acknowledgement or appreciation for the coordinator, who doesn't seem to be knowing anything about what's happening with AudioPort, and seems to be meetings with you and the affiliate, the technical staff. So I'm just really questioning what's going on.
Well, as I'm sure you're aware, the coordinator makes the staff report to the PNB. And
well, shouldn't you all be talking together?
So.
I mean, there doesn't seem to be communication.
In fact, if my understanding is correct, the coordinator organized the meeting, the AudioPort meeting. Is that not correct, Ursula?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Okay. Did you have another question?
This is Teresa. I have a question. If you look, well, first of all, I did receive a copy from you at the same time I received it from another PNB member, and I read their copy, but now I'm looking at your copy. The first sentence, you have, I, Afia Wangaza, WMNXLP, PNB representative and national affiliate task force chair, along with our newly elected Jim Bennett, comma, WMNF, period. That's the only part of that sentence that I got. All right, but then when I went down to the end, you signed it yourself. So I was confused. I thought this was a report from you. And then the next to the last, no, the last paragraph, you say, we express our deepest appreciation to our past PNB affiliate representative, David Beaton. So I'm thinking this is not a report from David Beaton, because you say we express our appreciation of Beaton, unless you're speaking in the royal we. So, I mean, I just don't feel like this is a report from the task force.
The task force never saw the report before it was issued.
It looks like some comments from you as a director, and that's what concerns me. I mean, I appreciate much of what you have written, and I'm appreciative of David Beaton. But if it's entitled Pacifica National Board Affiliates Task Force Report, then I would think that the task force should have seen it and should agree with everything that you put in it.
I would also like to add
just
that. Just a moment, madam. I would ask you, Madam Secretary, to note your concern in the minutes.
Okay.
Now, the person who wanted to make a comment, if you would identify yourself, you may have the floor at this point.
Yes, this is Dina. I would just like to ask if you had any input from any affiliates on this report.
There were a number of us who attended the meeting that Ursula organized regarding AudioPort number one, and number two, there are affiliates with whom I am in communication. So I guess the simple answer is yes.